And what about the, you ever cook cornmeal in deep fat? So it comes out soft, you know. Yeah, I mean a deep pan, not deep fat, so it comes out soft, and then and you dish it out like mashed potatoes or something. You eat it with a spoon.
Cornmeal mush? Is that what you mean?
Now what is cornmeal mush?
I don't know exactly. I've never had it. I've just heard of it.
Oh,
it's like a cereal, probably.
Have you ever heard of a corn dodger?
Uh huh.
What is that?
I don't know exactly.
What would you think it was?
It'd be something like a hush puppy or something.
Well now, you know, there are two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread and the kind you buy at the store called... Well, you said there's a lot of difference in homemade bread and...
Store-bought bread.
Well, what would you fry in deep fat that would have a hole in the center?
A donut.
Is there any other names for it? Or any way, special way of making it, or different ways of making it?
Some are baked and some are fried.
Do you know how to do that?
Not really.
Anything you'd make out of a lump of donut dough, you know, and you just dip it out of a spoon to make a hole in it? Well, I mean, without making a hole in it, just, you know, fry it in deep fat like that?
I don't know.
And do you know the kind, what you call the kind of...
Twisted donuts?
You call those twisted donuts?
Yeah.
And is anything you'd make with a batter and you'd fry three or four, you know, at a time? Not donuts, but you like for breakfast or something? Eating with syrup and butter?
Pancakes.
Do you make this out of wheat flour or what? Do you know?
I just make them out of regular white flour.
And well, if you bought the flour and you went to the store, you'd go to the store and buy two what of flour?
To what?
A flour. How'd you buy the flour? You bought a bag this big.
Yeah.
So you buy two.
Two bags of flour.
Or two
packages of flour.
Or pound.
Oh, pounds.
So you say you bought
2 pounds of flour.
And what about eggs? You mentioned you use eggs. What part of the egg do you use when you cook?
All of it.
The
yolk and the egg white.
And what color is the yolk?
Yellow.
And did you ever, cook them in hot water? Like you just, you know, what would you call them? You just drop them in hot water.
Boiled eggs.
What about if you broke them open and dropped them?
Poached eggs.
Do you know how to do that?
I've never cooked them that way, but I've heard of them being cooked that way.
How would you do it?
You mean how would you do that? Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly. You just drop them in boiling water, crack them and drop them in.
Well, sometimes when you cook beans or something, you want some salt or sugar-cured meat, you know, to put in there with them.
Salt pork.
Does that have any lean in it?
A little bit.
What would you call it if it had a good bit of lean in it?
I don't know.
If there's any difference, like in the amount of lean, do you call it with no lean in it?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well, what do you call the part of the hog between the shoulder and the ham? All that in between.
Don't know.
Well, if you might buy a what of bacon? Just, you know, the entire...
I don't know what
you... Would you ever call it like a side of bacon?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Side of bacon.
What is that?
I don't know exactly. I've just heard that. I've never seen it.
Have you ever heard of a middling?
No.
And what's the kind of meat you buy? You know, it's already sliced thin and you with eggs.
Bacon.
And what about if you buy it not sliced, just solid? You have to cut off that the outside part, the edge. You know, you cut off before you slice it. The hard.
I never bought it that way.
Do you know what you call that?
Mm-mm.
Some people call it the bacon rind, and some people call it the skin or the meat skin or something. You ever heard it